السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كنت نبيا وآدم بين الروح والجسد، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, this is the holy month of Rabiul Awwal. Today is the 5th of Rabiul Awwal, and this is the month in which the ruh of the universe, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, خاتم النبيين، سيد المرسلين، إمام الأنبياء، حضرت محمد مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم was physically born. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many great, great creations like sky, earth, moon, sun, stars, oceans, mountains. He did not expose it or boast about it, that I have done favor to you. He just granted us all this importance, creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our service. But he did not express that this is my favor. Although every bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is great favor for us. Without it, we cannot survive. Without sun, just imagine the world without sun, or world without moon, or without oxygen. We cannot survive, right? Every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's great for us, and it is necessary for us. Without it, we cannot live. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not highlight it. He just granted us. Only one time in the whole Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted and exposed that we have done favor to you. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ, that we have granted the Prophet and Rasul to you from you. So, ba'athat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the birth of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No match with it. There is no other bounty of Allah is greater than the birth of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ask, Ya Rasulullah, mata wajabat an-nubuwa? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the nubuwat and prophethood you have been granted? That was the question. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Kuntu nabiyan wa adamu bayna ruhi wal jasad." Rawahu Tirmizi. That I was already selected and chosen as the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while that Adam alayhi salam, our forefather, the first creation of Allah, the first human being, was not even in existence. It was not even created. It was between the water and the mud, or between the ruh and the between the soul and the body, meaning his statue was not even created. He was not even blown the ruh inside. Before that, prior to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in alam arwah selected me, chosen me as his last and final messenger. So nubuwat of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is over and above of all the Anbiya alayhim salam and the prophets. And that's why in a history, will found so many incidents and events prove there is no greater Nabi or Rasul than our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam committed sin, it comes in the riwayat that, and because of that they were, you know, brought down onto this earth. There was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyway. And then they were crying, repenting and asking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Eventually they took, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam took the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Ya Allah, on behalf of your most beloved Nabi, please forgive me." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven him. So Allah ta'ala asks, he knows everything. But he asked Adam alayhi salam, "How do you know that I have my favorite Nabi?" He said, "When I make sujood to you and I raise my head, I found on the your arsh was written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there is none worthy of worship but Allah alone, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So Muhammad, the name Muhammad was written there. So I ponder and think over it. My name is Adam, my name is not Muhammad. And there is no one in human being before me. I am the first person Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. So who is this Muhammad? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, he will be from your progeny. And he will come towards the end. And he will be Khatamul Nabiyin, sealed of the prophethood. And he will be Sayyidul Mursaleen. He will be the leader and commander of all the prophets and messengers came in this world. And he will be Imamul Anbiya, Imam of all the prophets. That's why this incident took place at the event of Mi'raj, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was granted the Mi'raj. He went from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Medina, to Masjid al-Aqsa by Buraq, wind horse. And there all the prophets from the time of Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam, they were all presented over there. In Alam Arwa, whatever situation Allah knows best. And they were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi entered with Jibreel alayhi salam, so Jibreel salam hold his hand and put him forward onto the musalla. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, all the prophets from Adam alayhi salam till Isa alayhi salam are waiting for your imamah. They want to perform the salat behind you." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam performed the salat. And that was the title of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imamul Anbiya, Imam of all the prophets. So this dignity, this honor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has only granted to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And all Anbiya alayhi salam are beloved to Rasulullah, beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Everyone is chosen and selected, they are masoom. We believe in that. But every Nabi and Rasul who came in this world as the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they came with a limited mission, with a limited time, with a limited area, and with a limited people. Everything was limited. And they came with the expiry date. You see, Adam alayhi salam's period was certain years and he passed away. Then Nuh alayhi salam, longest period, 950 years of preaching, and he lived more than 1,000 years of his actual life, was more than 1,000 years. And then his time is ended. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa, all the prophets came. But they came for certain time and for certain areas, for certain people. So book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the divine scriptures granted to each and every Nabi, Taurat, Injil, Zabur, Suhuf Ibrahim, etc. They were also revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Books of heaven, you know, books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for limited time. That's why the Sharia of Nuh alayhi salam ended when Nuh alayhi salam passed away. The new Sharia started at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Suhuf Ibrahim, different rules and regulations, different style of prayers, etc. Then when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam lived as long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to live, and then he passed away. So Suhuf Ibrahim is gone, expired. Then Musa alayhi salam became Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the Risalat and prophethood and
When he became a Rasul of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the new Sharia in the form of Torah, Old Testament. And all the Bani Israel used to follow and practice on Torah. Up till now, they are practicing. And then when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, you know, departed from this dunya, his Sharia is expired. Torah is gone. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam became Nabi of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Injil, and before that Dawud alayhi salam granted him Zabur. So every Nabi came or every Rasul came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon them the divine scriptures, but none of them's divine scriptures is everlasting. In today's time, there is no pure or original Torah in existence anywhere in the world. Disappear. Whatever you found in the markets or in the synagogues, they are man-made scriptures, alternated, you know, rules and regulations which they did by themselves. There's no divine scripture which was revealed on Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam. Likewise, Injil, Gospel, whatever name they did, Bible, you'll find so many different editions in the market, and each Bible is different to the other, contrary to other. You find two Bibles and you read it, you study it. Every Bible has different rules and different regulations compared to the other Gospel and other, you know, Injil. So Injil is there by the name, but is not in original form as it was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. It's all changed, alternated. So today's Bible which they are reciting or following or practicing is not the true and original Injil and Bible revealed to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu salam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them for the limited time. And it was an expiry date on it. So it's expired. Now when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became Khatimun Nabiyyin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him Nubuwwat at the age of 40 years and revealed upon him the Holy Quran. And this is the first time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the promise to the people that inna nahnu nazzalna zikr wa inna lahu lahafizun. This ayat was only revealed in the Holy Quran. All the Torah, Injil, Zabur, they were all divine scriptures by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brought by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, same method, same process. But the difference was Allah did not promise to protect Injil, Torah, and Zabur and all the divine scriptures. Only His promise of protection was with the Holy Quran, which was revealed upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is why till the Yawmul Qiyamah, the revelation of the Holy Quran will remain as it is, without any alteration, without any changing, without any addition or deduction. Completely as it is from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam until the Yawmul Qiyamah. No changing whatsoever will take place in the Holy Quran. Not a single word or dot will change till the end. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself has taken the responsibility of the protection and preservation of the Holy Quran. So that's the difference. Now that till the Yawmul Qiyamah, the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue. See, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Khatibun Nabiyyin, seal of the prophethood, and Sayyidul Mursaleen, and His Sharia will be everlasting. His Holy Quran, Divine Scripture, will be everlasting. His Ummah will remain till the Yawmul Qiyamah. Now, if anyone wants to be successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he cannot be successful and beloved to Allah by continuing practicing Judaism or Christianity or any other religion. Because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared His decision. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. The religion by side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only the religion of Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever will follow any other religion other than Islam, other than the Holy Quran, other than the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no matter entire life he practice, he worship, he do whatever he wants to do, sacrifice and make an effort and think that he is a beloved to Allah because he is a monk or he is a religious person, he sacrifice everything. He is not getting married. He is controlling his lust and desire. Why? For the sake of God. But all these sacrifices, all these efforts, meaningless. There is no profit. There is no benefit in it. They are just khasra dunya wal akhirah. They are losing in this world as well as they will be losers in hereafter. Because the deceiver of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allah will never ever accept their way of life. Their religion is only Islam and Islam. That's why in today's time it is compulsory, it is mandatory that any person who was practicing Judaism, now Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam declared his nubuwat. So if we want to be successful inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in hereafter, he has to quit Judaism, practicing the Torah, and has to come back onto the Islam. He has to accept the Islam. He has to recite the kalma of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, La ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, and embrace Islam wholeheartedly and start practicing this new religion of Islam. Although he was very punctual about the Judaism or Christianity before, no, now. Success is only lying in obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way shown by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no other way. That's why today the Christian and Jewish people, if they claim, Nahnu abnaullah, they used to claim in the time of Musa alayhi salam, in the time of Isa alayhi salam, they rejected Isa alayhi salam, they did not believe in him, and they said, Nahnu abnaullah, we are special people. Up till now, Israel, what is claiming? That we are the chosen servants and we are going to rule the whole world. The whole world is our servants. That's their idea, that's their concept. And that's why they are killing innocent people in thousands, kids and all. Why? Because they believe in that we are supreme. We are a special creation of God Almighty. And we have right and authority to rule over the world. Whole world has created for us. All the human beings are created for our service. That's why they have no mercy. They are ruthless. They are not human beings. They are acting worse than animals. Merciless things, slaughtering the innocent children. Why? Because in their mind, in their heart, Rabbi is teaching them, this is written in the Torah, you are the supreme people. You are the, children of God. You can do whatever you want to do. The whole world is for you. Do whatever you like to do. And you, Jannah and Paradise, is reserved for you. You are the only one who will go to Jannah and Paradise. That's what their concept, the wrong concept. But in today's time, any Jew, any Christian want to be successful, he has to embrace Islam. There is no other way. There is no other way. One day, Hazrat Umar Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was a very learned person in Makkah Mukarramah prior to embrace Islam. He was just learning some pages of Torah. He found somewhere Torah, the pages, and he was reading it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened to enter into the masjid and he found Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He said, Umar, what you doing? Ya Rasulullah, this is some pages of Torah. I'm just studying comparison. Today's time we have comparative religion. Look at what is written in Bible, what is written in Gita, what is written in Ramayana, and what is written in Gospel. Let's see the comparative studies, religion. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, Yes, I'm just reading. Rasulullah's face became so angry, his Mubarak face turned into red. And he shouted, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Oh Umar, after I became a Nabi of Allah, Rasul of Allah, and the Holy Quran is revealed upon me, you still need guidance in something else? you not satisfy or content with the Holy Quran as your guidance, and me as a Rasul of Allah, you still looking, you know, solution or something, something. And instead shouting to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala to that extent, that even Musa alayhi salam, Nabi of Allah, Rasul of Allah at that time, one of the Ulul Azm, steadfast Rasul of Allah, his title was Kalimullah. He used to converse with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly in Mount Tur. That was his status, very high and lofty position. Rasulullah salam said, O Umar, even Musa alayhi salam has to come down today. He has to accept my religion, my kalima, my sharia. His sharia no more in existence. If he comes down today, he is going to be following my Quran. And why are you reading Torah? So that Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, I felt so bad. I said, I wouldn't be in existence today. I wouldn't be even embrace Islam. Before that, you know, shouting of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just watching him reading some pages of Torah, he gets so mad. And that is why ulama explained that only one Nabi is still alive in the heaven, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Barrafullahu ilayh. Wama qataluhu, wama salabuhu, walakin shubbahu. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they claim they crucified him, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Holy Quran that no, they did not succeeded in crucifying Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was taken away into the heaven physically with his body and is still alive in the heaven. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj, he met him, he greeted him, and he will come down. He is the one who gave glad tidings before he was taken away, that after me the Rasul is coming and his name is Ahmad, Surah As-Saff. He even mentioned the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's why in the Torah there is a detail feature of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, that the Prophet will come, he will be born in this area, he will migrate to this area, and people will trouble him, they will make jihad against him. All the details are mentioned in the Torah, in the Zabur, and in the Injil. And the monks and the rabbis and those scholars of the Torah and Injil, they study it, they know about it, this fact, they know about it. That's why at the age of 11, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went with his uncle Abu Talib to the Syria, the caravan, the business caravan. And one monk was, you know, was on top of the mountain in the cave. From that far, he was a very old person. He saw that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sitting under a certain tree in Sham. And miraculously, the tree is still in existence. Those people who go for the visitation, they see the same tree in the whole of desert. There is no tree other than this one tree. It's still in existence after 1500 years pass. The tree is still green. Green leaves, everything. So people especially take a tour and go and visit that tree in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat down for a while when he went to the caravan with his uncle Abu Talib. The tree is still there. So this monk saw from far, from his cave. And look at his knowledge, look at his understanding. And he was young boy, like 11 years old only. And he invited the whole caravan with Abu Talib. Okay, come have lunch with me. And he wanted to see him with the clothes, you know, and he used to check the, you know, facts and all the signs which is written in the Injil. He wanted to make sure that he's the right guy. So he invited the whole kafala, the whole caravan, come and have lunch by me. And that was great honor, that invitation, you know, by the monk. You know, the imam always go to the dawat of someone. And if imam invite you, come today and I'll give you dawat, it's a big shot. Oh, imam is inviting me. Instead of eating, is feeding. What's wrong with this? You know, people get strange. Anyway, so he invited the whole people, all the whole caravan, and they came. They were so excited. the holy person invited us, good food. So they were all settled down. But coincidentally, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not with them. He left behind. He said, no, I'm not interested. I don't want to go to the mountain. I'm better off here. He's just sitting down under the tree. He did not go there. So they all went, left him behind. So now the monk started, you know, talking with Abu Talib. He was the head of the caravan. How you came, who is this, and that, all these things. Then he said, there was a young boy with you people. Why I cannot see him with you people? He said, yeah, there is my nephew. He is my nephew, but he was not feeling good, so he did not come. So monk insisted, because of him, I gave invitation to all of you. You are getting food and my entertainment because of that boy, and you left him behind. Bring him. Otherwise, I will not give you food. So he went to go and bring him back, that, oh, the monk is insisting, he wants to see you. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came with him. And then when he sat down close to that monk, the monk observed his physical appearance. And he found them signs which was written in the Injil thousands of years back. And the sign exactly was matching to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He was 11 years old at that time. So privately, he came to Hazrat Abu Talib and whispered in his ear that, look, your nephew is not an ordinary boy. He is very extraordinary personality. In future, he will become the Rasul of Allah, Messenger of Allah. Because in our book is written, only the Khatimun Nabiyyin will sit down under this tree. One of the signs. And since then, when I read this in Injil, I'm sitting here in the mountain for years and years, waiting for the caravans to come and settle in the tree so I can see that Khatimun Nabiyyin. And today you are the only one caravan came after all these years. No one came and settled under the tree. You are the first one. And that's why I was amazed. I was excited. And I wanted to make sure. And that's why I invited all of you so I can see him very closely. He said he has all the signs of becoming a prophet of Allah. Be careful. Now I'm warning you that people will trouble you. People will trouble him. They will try to kill him. He warned him. He warned Abu Talib that you are the uncle, and I know he is an orphan, because this is also written in the book, that he will be orphan, and he will be this, he will be that, and all these signs were written there. So he said, I am warning you, you have to have extra precaution about him and take care of him. Your responsibility is under your guardianship. You are the only one who is protecting him. So from today onwards, because up till now you didn't know, you thought he's originally, nephew, son of my brother Abdullah. But now I'm telling you, I'm informing you, I'm warning you that be careful about him. He will be great Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people will try to kill him. And we have to protect him. If I would be alive when he will, declare his nubuwwat, inshallah, I'll be the first one to embrace Islam. But at that time, he was very old, over 90 years. So he said, I'm not going to survive, but I am warning you. I am giving you great tidings. Take care of your nephew. That was the sign was written in the previous books and scriptures with regard to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he will come down in this year. Now, since then, Hazrat Abu Talib radiallahu ta'ala became very cautious about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after that, he never took him to any outside caravan. He was extra, cautious about him. But Hidayat was not written in his Taqdeer. So when he was dying, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tried his best that, oh, my uncle, you have did so much favor to me. You protected me, you uprought me. I spent my whole life from age of 8 with you. And you are the only close relative of mine. And I know you love me. Please just whisper one time, La ilaha illallah, so I can bear witness on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and I'll fight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and and take you into the paradise. But Abu Jahl was standing, Utbah was standing, and big eyes, and he did not recite that kalima. So Rasulullah felt so bad, I couldn't grant, hidayat. Because he knows a person who's going from this dunya without the kalima, he's doomed forever, regardless who is he. He can be uncle of Rasulullah, but if he did not recite the kalima, there is no salvation in hereafter. Only man kana la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. That's the principle and rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He felt so bad that I could not save, and full of sorrow and anxiety. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to reveal the ayat in the Holy Quran. O my Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You as the Rasul of Allah, Sayyidul Mursaleen, also cannot guide anybody to whom you wish. It's only the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to whom he choose and select for the tawheed and for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hidayat was not written for Hazrat Abu Talib, so he did not accept Islam. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, the whole month is a very Mubarak month, inshallah. We should try to pray our salat on time. And the other thing, the important thing is not just the celebration of Eid Miladun Nabi and singing the Naat and all these things. Practice ita'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The obedience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the real thing. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down. Is a role model. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Role model. We have to follow his footsteps. We have to live our lives according to the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam we bring in our practical life, in our daily life, that is the real Aashiq Rasul. Otherwise, just a lip service. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.